believe MGTOW will reach the mainstream soon, and I have three examples that might persuade you. The first example is the Tinder trap that happened recently. A thought messaged hundreds of guys and tricked them into meeting her at the same time to try and prove a point about online dating that most of us are already familiar with. It was a real-life representation of the 80-20 rule, as she consciously and seriously rejects guys for the most petty things. It may have been satire for her to prove a point, but it is a real thing that guys have to deal with, whether through online dating or cold approaching. I've seen a lot of criticism thrown at the guys for not leaving immediately, but look at it from their point of view. They probably engaged with this woman and her army of bots over the course of weeks and then paid for transportation and cleared their schedules to get there. One guy made a post about getting tricked by this thought on the MGTOW subreddit, so plenty of guys are still invested in the online dating scene. You don't have to be in monk mode to be MGTOW, but I would wholeheartedly recommend you delete all of the dating apps and profiles if you are still engaged with that dumpster fire. The point when all of the men should have left was when she started asking the men to compete with each other for a date with her. They should have valued their pride more than their curiosity and hopes for an average thought and left. Men are getting red-pilled at a rapid rate, and incidents like this will only expedite the process. Men can only get shit on for so long until they start to wake up. Here is one of the many reports from the mainstream media that encouraged and endorsed this prank, making it a lighthearted prank and not the soul-crushing reality check that it is for the modern man.
Now to that viral mass Tinder trap, turning the dating app on its head. Amy, you spoke exclusively to the pair behind it to answer questions that we all wonder. What was it all really about?
Yeah, there were a lot of questions as to why. So they say, this popular dating app to secretly lure hundreds of men to a park right here in New York, Union Square. The men thought they were going on a date one-on-one. They didn't realize the meetup was masterminded by a woman and a man who were just trying to make a point about the state of dating today.
As you may or may not know, my name is Natasha, and I have everyone here today to be on a date with me.
It's the dating game that took social media by storm, known as the Tinder trap.
Swipe right, swipe left.
Using the popular dating app, one woman persuaded hundreds of men to show up at New York's Union Square Sunday to meet up with her. But the men, who were quickly joined by a crowd of curious onlookers, didn't know they were all there for the same date.
Hi, everyone.
Now the woman, Natasha Aponte, and the man behind the stunt, Rob Bliss, are speaking out, saying the stunt wasn't performed to promote any product or company, but to conduct a social experiment.
The purpose of making this video was to simply take the Tinder experience and bring it into the real world.
This video was created by Bliss's production company, the result of 2 years of planning, creating a live version of Tinder where men compete for the attention of one woman, Aponte, subjecting them to tests of strength.
Go! One, two, three, four!
And endurance, racing each other across the park, a sea of would-be suitors trying to meet her long list of demands.
Do you have what it takes to win a date with me?
Their video shows what the men were willing to do for a date, but some watching the spectacle were angry.
Excuse me, this just did right here, pulled a stunt on all these men who had stuff to do.
Any regrets? Any apologies for the men who have some bruised egos?
I'm taking all of the hits right now, but I don't mind that because I know who I am and I'm happy and I'm secure in myself.
Natasha says she's received a slew of nasty comments online, with men insulting her in the wake of the stunt.
It's funny because all of the negative that I'm getting from these guys are still in my inboxes trying to date me.
Still, at the end of it all, she did keep her promise and went on a date with one of them.
I picked the second one.
For Bliss, he says the social experiment provides a great way to examine and discuss our dating habits in the 21st century.
It's become kind of socially acceptable to like disqualify people and say like, you know, you have to be X height, you have to make, you know, work X job. Like, yeah, we should be mad about this.
Yeah, so they said they reached out to 7,500 guys initially. 1,000 or so showed up. She picked one, and they didn't have a love connection. They say, proving their point, that just saying swiping right if you're above 6 feet tall or swiping right if you are dark-haired, that's not how we should be meeting each other. It should be about personal connection, Michael.
But the way, I agree with that, but now you got to take a chance in love, and that's how modern world is right now, Amy.
That's true.
I'm telling you.
I have a feeling we will see more Tinder traps in the future. If it gave this girl this much attention for free, then you can be guaranteed that other girls will use this as an avenue to their 5 minutes of fame. I've done some personal experiments with average girls making an average Tinder profile with average pictures and seeing the 100% match rate with my own eyes. Any girl who wants to launch her Instagram modeling career will exploit the only resource that gives her the fame she desires. The very men who simp for their entire existence. These are some hard truths that are being exposed to the average guy. The bad boy and nice guy stereotypes have entered the mainstream discussion, but when they start to see men being humiliated and laughed at, not for their sexual marketplace value, but for the simple act of showing interest in a narcissistic girl, men will start to withdraw to protect their egos. And that leads into the second example. There's a movement called #walkaway, where people are leaving the left and the Democratic Party in America and sharing their stories. I'll show a brief clip to summarize it, but as you watch, try and replace the word Democrat or liberal or left with woman. This reads like a MGTOW manifesto, and it is the stepping stone for the idea of men leaving the plantation being introduced into the mainstream narrative.
Well, not everybody on the left is on board with where the left is going. Some are afraid of where the left is going, and if you just watch the last segment, you ought to be afraid. Brandon Straka spent years as a liberal. He now says he's concerned by what the left has become. He recently released a new video encouraging other progressives to walk away from the movement. Brandon Straka joins us tonight. Brandon, thank you for coming on.
Thank you,
so
Tucker.
What was the moment? You were a liberal for a long time. You voted for Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
What was the pivot point for you when you decided these people don't represent me and I want something different?
Well, before the election, I was already starting to feel uncomfortable with where we were headed in terms of identity politics and PC culture. I became a liberal because I'm against racism, I'm against sexism, I'm against discrimination because of sexual orientation. But to be on the left now means that you basically have to be hostile towards white people. You have to be hostile towards men. You have to find heteronormativity to be erroneous in some way. So I started to see these cultural shifts happening that I was very uncomfortable with. But a friend of mine came to me and she actually showed me something that pointed out very clearly how dishonest the media was in the Donald Trump campaign, how they would isolate moments from his behavior and make it appear as though he were a racist or a bigot or whatever. Now, I didn't realize this. I thought that CNN told the truth. I thought MSNBC told the truth. I thought Rachel Maddow told the truth. So this was mind-blowing to me. And once I realized this, I sort of went on a quest to find out more and see how much, you know, what other things were they not being honest with me about, which it turns out was quite a lot. And once I discovered this, I tried talking with other people, and I was met with a lot of hostility and contempt. And a lot of friends left, you know, and were very nasty to me on the way out the door. I decided that once and for all, I was going to sit down and write the definitive manifesto about everything that's wrong with liberalism, everything that's wrong with the Democratic Party, and put it in a video and just rip the Band-Aid off and stick it out there. But I wanted to create a campaign because I knew there were other people like me who were feeling the same way. So what I've done is I've created a testimonial campaign utilizing video and written testimonials. This is happening right now on Facebook. It's called the #walkaway campaign. People are going on there from the left, leaving video testimonials and written testimonials talking about why they're walking away or why they have walked away. But what's even more amazing about it and even better is people on the right are participating too. I've given a voice back to the silent majority because now we're cutting out the media who's controlled the narrative of what it means to be a conservative and said it's all racists and bigots. I'm allowing people to tell their own stories and say, I'm not a racist. I'm not
a
bigot.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Well, good for you, Brandon, because I think there are a lot of decent liberals out there who are not represented by this lunacy, the hatred that you're watching, that you just saw in our previous segment. Good luck, Brandon. I support that. Appreciate
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you, Tucker.
Most men don't want to go MGTOW. It is a reaction for a majority of the community, and I would hope that they learn to love the freedom they've gained. But I understand the desire to have a family. Things are so bad nowadays that you have to go MGTOW to thrive. Taking on a woman, not even having kids, is a guarantee that you will be limiting your growth. Just like those people leaving the left, they have no choice. The left and the modern woman are on a self-destructive course that wants to take everyone down with it. The sexual marketplace gets more volatile with each passing month. The third example is the well-established manhunt that is Me Too. With the recent scandal of Asia Argento shining a spotlight on female hypocrisy, men have to face the fact that yes, a woman can lie, and yes, a woman can be just as destructive and toxic as a man. It's obvious to us, but when I'm out and about, I see and hear the most blue-pilled men walking in a daze through their life. Some men were woken up, at least partially, at the beginning of Me Too by avoiding women in the workplace and taking extra precautions and treating them like the liabilities they are. This attitude will continue to spread until MGTOW becomes the last bastion of rational thought in this insane climate, and the mainstream media will try to capitalize on it.
Namah Shivaya.